Welcome to Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok.
Whoa. Stop the show.
Well, Fuzz, what can we do for you?
I have a major question that I need answered. Pronto, right now.
What is the question, Fuzz?
Okay, back in the Welcome to Wonderville Slime Time Part 2 adventure, you called Billy Bobby and Bobby Billy. You got the names mixed up. Why? Why did you do that?
Well, there's an easy explanation for it.
I can't wait. What is the explanation?
Well, Fuzz, it's as simple as this. It's,
I'm Hyper! What in the world is that?
Oh, that's just, well, it reminds me of a story, and how about I tell it to you, and then we'll get to the bottom of the Bobby and Billy situation.
Sounds great! Let's start the show!
That's my line.
Yep. Thanks for driving me to school, Grandma. Sorry I slept in today.
You know what, Fuzz? That's okay. Just don't make a habit of doing it all the time because, you know me, I got things to do. I got my swimming aerobics and I got to get my nails done, and your grandma is a very busy person.
Yep,
Grandma. I'm Corwin, not Fuzz, but thanks again for driving me.
No problem. Once again, you don't have to keep thanking me, but thank you and you're welcome. Oh, your mother wanted me to tell you that they're going to be start serving lemonade at school.
Oh, yeah. I heard something about that at the school announcements. And yep. I remember what happened last time I drank lemonade. That poor little girl never saw that birthday cake going straight into her face.
No, Fuzz, she didn't. Especially, we didn't expect you to throw it in her face.
Yep, Grandma. I'm still Corwin, not Fuzz, but lemonade sure does make me hyper. Probably all that sugar and water.
Well, Fuzz, stay away from the lemonade. We don't need another incident.
Okay, yep. For the last time, Grandma, I'm not Fuzz. I'm Corwin the dog, not Fuzz the friendly monster. Okay? I love you, Grandma.
Yeah, love you too.
Whoa. Stop the presses!
Well, Fuzz, I'm right in the middle of the story. It just began.
Yeah. But you're telling the story, and Corwin's grandma keeps calling Corwin Fuzz. Why?
Well, it appears that I would have gotten confused on whose grandma it was while telling the story.
Yeah, exactly. Like you do with the Bobby and the Billy. What's the meaning of it? Is there some diabolical plan you have?
Well, Fuzz, as a matter of fact, I do.
Will you just tell it to me then?
Maybe at the end, but we need to get back to the story where Corwin and Broham are about to have lunch together at the school cafeteria. Let's join them now.
Hey, Corwin, bro. What's going on, dude?
Oh, yep, not much, Broham. Just gonna get me some chicken tenders and maybe a nice glass of milk.
Dude, bro, chicken tenders rock. Especially when you dip them in the applesauce, bro. They're just amazing.
Nope. I've never tried that food combination before, Broham.
Well, you definitely need to try it, bro. It is life-changing, bro. Chicken nuggets, applesauce. Amazing, bro. Amazing. Hey, by the way, bro, you need to try the new school lemonade. I hear it's amazing, bro. Life-changing. It's amazing lemonade, bro.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to pass on it today.
Oh, bro, dude, you gotta try it, bro.
Yeah, maybe another time.
All right, bro, but at least try the chicken nuggets and the applesauce, bro. Life changing.
Oh, yep. No problem, just no lemonade today. Nope, not today.
Hey, Corwin, what's up? Glad you could make it to youth group this week.
Yeah, Fuzz, me too.
All right, good. I need you to be on my team. What do you mean your team?
Pastor has already asked me to do the awesome, cool thing that we're going to do today.
Well, what are we going to do, Fuzz? What did Pastor Jeremy tell you we were going to do?
I don't know. He just said, hey, pick a partner.
Oh, well, glad you thought of me.
That's what friends are for. You know that.
Yep, sure do.
All right, guys, let's get ready for our awesome, crazy opening game.
Oh, yeah, I get to play in the opening game. I like these games.
All right, guys, first thing we got to do is chug as much liquid as we can. First group, Ethan and Jaden, you guys have milk.
Oh, yep, I love milk. Maybe we'll get chocolate milk or strawberry milk or blueberry milk or...
Pay attention, Corwin.
Oh, yep, sorry. Yep. Wonder where chocolate milk comes from anyway.
Pay attention. Yep. All right, Sadie and Lucille, you guys will be drinking pop!
Why not soda?
Fine, soda!
It's indifferent. Call it what you want.
Thanks, Lucille. And Fuzz and Corwin, you guys will be drinking lemonade! Hooray! I like lemonade. Did you know there's new lemonade at school, Corwin?
Yep. Fuzz, we really got to talk about this. We really have to talk about it. I shouldn't be drinking lemonade.
On your mark, get set, go! All right, team one is drinking. Team two is drinking. Fuzz is drinking. Corwin is just standing there and staring at me like I've got a bug on my nose. But team one is drinking. Team two is drinking. And Corwin is still just staring at me. Okay, come on, guys. Come on, Corwin. Drink.
All right, fine. I'll drink.
I'm hyper! Woo! Drink it all! Gotta drink all the lemonade! Ah! I'm hyper! Ah. Corwin, this is a side of you I've never seen before! I gotta go run around the building! I'm hyper! Hey guys, we're gonna take like a 10-minute break. Team one, you guys came in second. Team two, you guys came in first. And team three is literally ripping its shoes off and licking them. I love licking my shoes. I'm so hyper.
Hey Corwin, how you doing?
Yep. I'm doing much better now. Thank you for asking.
No problem. Hey, gotta ask you a question. What happened?
Oh, well, lemonade makes me hyper. Yep. Always has. It just I'm different than most people, I guess. It just I get hyper, you know, from time to time, especially when I drink lemonade, and it causes me to just yep, run around and be crazy. And And then people look at me like I'm different. Yep. And so that's why I try to stay away from lemonade. And so then people won't look at me and be crazy.
I can definitely relate to crazy. I am the most epic person at being crazy. I have ever since I was a young kid. You, Pastor Jeremy, you were crazy as a kid? I can't, I'm just having a really hard time thinking about that. Oh, Corwin, let me tell you a story about a time when I was about 10 years old and our family, we were having a family puzzle night together. And my older brother said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if one of us took all the puzzle pieces that we'd put together and started messing them and throwing them all over the place? And my mom looked at him and said, no, that wouldn't be funny. And so my other sibling said, you're right, it wouldn't be funny. It would be hilarious. And my mom said, you better control yourself right now, young man. And, well, I'm not proud of what I did next.
Uh-oh, Pastor Jeremy, nope. I think I see where this is going.
I hope you do, because nobody else did. So, remember when my mom said, control yourself, young man, to my brother? Well, I didn't control myself. And what I did was most crazy. I took all those puzzle pieces with my two hands, and I just started smashing them all over the place. Picking them up, throwing them at the wall, taking them, throwing them on the ground, throwing them up in the air. And puzzle pieces were just flying everywhere.
Oh, yep, yep, yep. That sounds like a real fun time. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, it was fun for like a second.
And then what happened?
Well, I got in big, big trouble. One, because I didn't listen to what my parents told me to do. And number two, I didn't please God because I didn't have self-control.
Self-control? Oh, like when your mom said control yourself.
Yeah, well, the Bible tells us to control ourselves as well. The Bible gives us what's called the fruit of the Spirit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep, yep, yep. Fruits of the Spirit, like bananas and watermelons and...
No, Corwin. Not those types of fruit. The fruit of the Spirit I'm talking about comes from the New Testament book of Galatians.
Galatians? I think I've heard of that book before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 26 break down the fruit of the Spirit. And one of those fruits is self-control.
We need self-control. But why? Why do we need self-control?
Well, because there's things in this world that we should do and things in this world that we know we shouldn't do.
Like listening to our parents. Yep, yep, yep. We should do that.
And there's things we shouldn't do, like throw puzzle pieces or maybe in your case, drink lemonade.
Yeah, I tend to get out of control when I do that. Yep, yep, yep.
Well, Pastor Jeremy, I have a quick question for you. All right, Fuzz, what's your question?
Well, if God wants us to do the right thing all the time, then why is there bad things in this world that we shouldn't do?
Well, that's a really great choice. And you're right, there are good things and there are bad things. And that's why God says it's important to have self-control. So when we do recognize something as the wrong thing to do or a bad thing to do, we have that power of self-control to do the right thing.
Oh, so we don't even really need to worry about doing the bad thing because we have the self-control to do the right thing.
Exactly. And if we know it's the wrong thing to do, we need to ask God to give us that self-control,
the fruit of the Spirit.
Exactly. We need to ask God to give us that self-control to make the right choice.
So, kind of like tonight. I knew I shouldn't have had the lemonade, but I did it anyway. I didn't really have self-control, did I?
No, you really didn't, Fuzz. Kind of just like I didn't have self-control when I threw the puzzle pieces all over the place.
Well, I'm starting to realize that, yep, 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 self-control is a very, very good thing. Are there any more Bible verses on self-control?
There are a lot of Bible verses all about self-control. But a great one outside of Galatians chapter 5 is 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 7.
Oh, 2 Peter, huh? Yeah. Old Testament?
Actually, still in the New Testament. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 7 is in the New Testament.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll look that up. Yeah, thanks, Pastor Jeremy. I appreciate it.
No, anytime, Corwin. But hey, real quick, I'm sorry. I didn't know that lemonade was going to make you hyper. If I knew that, I never, ever, ever would have given lemonade to you at all.
Oh, yeah, maybe next time you could give me chocolate milk. Because that's good. Kind of like chocolate ice cream. Yep, yep, yep.
Ah, Corwin, chocolate ice cream will give you bones. But next time, just let me know so we can take care of your self-control.
Oh, thanks. Yup, yup, yup.
Hey, Corwin, what's going on, bro? Did you see we're having pepperoni pizza for lunch today? Oh, it's so good when you dip it in applesauce. It's life-changing, bro. Life-changing, I tell ya.
Well, yep. Hey, Broham, you think we could sit over here? It's a little quieter. And I only dip my pepperoni pizza in hot sauce.
Oh, hot sauce, bro? Too hot for me, dude. Whoa, bro. Too hot. Hot sauce is too hot.
Well, yep, but they don't make cold sauce, do they?
No, bro, they don't. Unless you think applesauce is like cold sauce, bro. Yeah, cold sauce, bro. Cold sauce.
Well, you know, I was thinking of actually trying the lemonade today.
Whoa, bro, whoa. After what Fuzz told me happened to you guys at youth group last night, whoa, bro, maybe you shouldn't be trying the lemonade, bro. You might, you know...
Get hyper? Yep. I don't think I'm gonna get hyper. Nope. Pastor Jeremy talked to me about self-control and the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5. And lemons are a fruit, so I'm gonna have self-control. Yep.
Whoa, bro. That's, like, really cool. So, like, Pastor Jeremy told you all about self-control, right?
Yep. He sure did. And he said that we need to show self-control. And so I'm going to control myself by only having just a little bit of lemonade. Not a whole glass of lemonade, but just a little bit. Because, yep. I'm going to self-control myself. Not have a lot, but just a little bit. Because, like, right, a little bit can't hurt at all, right?
I don't know, bro. Let's find out.
I'm hyper! Yup. I'm hyper. He's gonna blow, bros. I'm hyper. Lemonade. Is he gonna be all right? Just get him some tacos. No type of tacos, Tina. I'm hyper.
Yep. Thanks for picking me up from school early today, Grandma.
Well, Fuzz, I didn't really have a choice, now did I? When the principal's calling me and saying, will you come pick your grandchild up? He's over here licking his shoes. Then, Corwin, I have no choice but to come pick you up.
Yep. Hey, you got half there, right? You called me Fuzz and then you called me Corwin. So good job. I think you're beginning to figure it out. But... I'm sorry, Grandma. I didn't mean to make you come all the way down here to pick me up. It's my fault I drank the lemonade. I'm sorry.
Me too. I was about to get my nails done, but you know what, Corwin? You are more important than that right now.
Oh, yep. Thank you very much. Yep. I appreciate it. You're not taking me to get my nails done too, are you?
Nope. I'm going to get that after your parents come home from work, which will be just in a little bit.
Oh, well, that's good.
So, Fuzz, I thought Pastor Jeremy and myself and your parents have told you to stay away from lemonade. So what happened?
Oh, yeah, well, yep. I talked to Pastor Jeremy and he talked to me about self-control, you know, the fruits of the Spirit and everything. And I thought, well, I just won't drink a lot of lemonade. I'll just drink a little bit because a little bit wouldn't hurt, right? Well, yep, I was sure wrong.
Well, yeah, when we do the wrong thing, even if it's just a little bit wrong, Fuzz, guess what? It's still the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Yep.
Let me put it to you this way, Fuzz, so maybe this will sink through to you. Let's say I take a little bit of dirt, and I put it in just a little bit of cake mix.
Ugh, that wouldn't be good. Nope, not at all.
Well, yeah, Fuzz, so if I take just a little bit of dirt and I put it into the cake mix and I bake it and I put some frosting on it, are you still going to want to eat that cake?
Well, nope, not at all. Nope.
Exactly, because just a little bit of something gross could make something good turn terrible.
So that's why I need to have a lot of self-control and I can't do bad things even just a little bit, because even just a little bit of bad is still bad. Yep.
Exactly.
So I guess self-control is a good thing, and I need to obey too, and that would be a great thing too.
Exactly. God wants you to obey all the time. And obeying is part of self-control. And self-control is part of obeying.
I understand. I will try to control my hyperness. And I will definitely not drink lemonade. Unless it's a lemonade race and they want you to be hyper. Yes, then that'll be perfect. Okay. So,
one more thing, Corwin. I want you to understand. Even though we need to use self-control all the time, guess what?
What, Grandma?
God loves you all the time, too. And that's why he gives us self-control, so we stay in those boundaries. You know, kind of like driving a car. If we drove off the road, guess what? We'd get into a crash. That's why there are boundaries on the roads to keep us from not crashing. That's kind of what happens when you drink too much lemonade. You get all hyper and then you crash. God loves you, and that's why he gives us boundaries.
Yep. I sure am glad God loves us and gives us things like self-control and the other fruits of the Spirit and gives us boundaries so we don't crash anymore.
Exactly.
Lesson learned today. God made me special, and he loves me. But I gotta learn to just stay a little bit more calm, too, and not get so hyper.
Good job, Corwin. Glad you learned a lesson today. You know what, Corwin? I think I'm gonna treat you to something amazing.
You are, Grandma? What are we gonna do?
We're gonna go get our nails done.
No, Grandma. I don't want to get my nails done. Nope.
Ah, Corwin, I'm just kidding you. We're going to go get some ice cream. Then I'll drop you off to your parents' house. Then I'm going to go get my nails done.
Sounds like a plan. Yep.
Well, looks like Corwin learned that self-control can be a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Self-control. It's great. It's fantastic. You can read all about it in the Bible. But how come you were calling Billy Bobby and Bobby Billy? Even though they're twin brothers, they're clearly visible. You can tell them apart. So why did you do it? And why did Corwin's grandma call him Fuzz sometimes, but then call him Corwin other times? It does not make sense.
Well, Fuzz, I told you at the end it would all make sense.
Well, how does it all make sense?
Well, we weren't using self-control. And when we don't use self-control, anything is possible. But we need self-control to make sure all good things are possible.
What? So you were talking to Billy and calling him Bobby, but you were calling him Bobby and then calling him Billy because you didn't have self-control?
That's right, George.
It's Fuzz!
Exactly, George.
Oh, you need self-control, man.
Exactly. We all need self-control because that's obeying God, and that's a good thing to have.
Okay. I see your point now. We all need self-control.
Yeah, and it keeps us from throwing bricks or rocks at the window. Right, Billy?
Right, Bobby!
Well, I sure hope you have learned a great deal about the power of self-control. And we look forward to seeing you next time here in Wonderville. Take care and God bless.
Hey, who's that over in the distance? Oh no, Corwin is back on lemonade!
Oh no, that's not Corwin.
Then who could that be? Who is that crazy person?
Oh, that's Harry Kaleidoscope.
Who is that?
Well, you'll have to come back for a future adventure here in Wonderville. Goodbye.
I think Harry Kaleidoscope needs to learn self-control.